moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety. Further from sobriety. So sobriety. Every day I'm moving further from sobriety.
And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts David Von Strawn and Leslie M. Scott Jones. Now, here's David.
Hello!
Let me hit this button.
Oh! Charlottesville! It is Sunday! It is July 21st, 2019. It is hot!
So
oh my
hot.
God.
It's so hot.
So hot.
I feel attacked by the weather.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about all
what's
of
funny?
This?
What's
like
funny?
Everybody was like, on Saturday, it's gonna be 100 degrees, right?
Right.
So stay indoors.
Right.
What about all the other 25 days we've been experiencing
right?
92 between 97?
Right?
When it gets past 89.
Right.
We just stop calculating. It's over.
Because at that point, we all suffering. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are all suffering. In the same
and it's not okay.
Of pool of sweat, swamp ass.
Oh my god.
You know that.
Yes, it's oppressively hot.
Underneath.
Don't even talk. Don't even talk. Okay.
I'm saying
you don't.
Not
see,
to get graphic.
You have.
I'm getting it.
You
I understand now.
Now you understand.
I understand now.
Now you understand.
I understand.
All the women who you know.
Because right when I'm at the gym, it's right here.
Yes.
First thing.
Exactly.
First thing, and then you have this crease of
yes.
discomfort,
and it feels gross and like.
It's not good.
It's not okay, man. And underwires don't help. Let me just put that out there. I mean, maybe y'all don't want to know, but
I've tried.
They don't help. They don't help. For girls that are carrying, you know, more than a D cup, they don't help, man. And it's gross. And the first thing you want to do when you get home is take a shower because it's disgusting.
And welcome to Homegrown, your show about local art here in the Charlottesville area.
And sweat, apparently.
Sweat. So much sweat. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. The Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rocker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo. Little guy, hairy feet, just trying to get through the darkness.
Your feet are not that hairy.
At the last minute, trying to get through the darkness.
Executive producer Clinton Johnson.
Your feet are not that hairy. I've seen them.
Always keeping punctual.
Our president is a tyrant. The end of days is nigh. But we've already killed our banter. talking about boob sweat. So we're just going to switch it over to Kay Bollinger.
Just
banter achieved.
Ding.
You got to get that 5-minute block in.
Right.
I don't want to lose. This is her new EP. It's out right now. Spotify, Apple,
everywhere.
All the camps, everywhere. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not hip to all the new stuff. But
so,
I'm sure it's like everything and everywhere.
So this is your new EP. Is it your
yes.
first EP?
So I'd say it's my first official one.
Okay.
I've released like little projects.
She got mixtapes out, but this is
exactly,
the first official
yes.
album.
Okay.
Yeah.
She got a lot
right.
of cameos.
I see you. She working it.
A lot yeah. of singles out there, but this is the first put together.
It's true, yeah.
So what made you want to do this one officially, in air quotes?
So I won some studio time like 5 years ago or something. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then recently I was like, now I have all these songs that I want to finally record. So
mm-hmm.
I went to White Star, the studio that I got the time at.
Which is where?
It's sort of outside of Charlottesville. It's like a 40-minute drive. It's like on a farm. It's really nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And we just got as many songs done as we could. We went in and we were like, we're going to try to get these 8 songs done. And we had one day.
Boom.
And then we got 5 done, which is still
that's,
a lot.
That's no, pretty
that's
impressive.
Good.
Yeah.
For one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then after we had the songs, I was like, we should just put out an EP. So it kind of happened in a backwards way. We didn't really have a plan. But
okay.
So just live raw cuts with the whole band all
uh-huh.
mic'd up. And then you kind of like EQ'd it
exactly.
as you went
yeah,
through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, uh-huh. so kind of
yeah.
like a live set.
Yeah, like a live set, and then my producer, John Tranum, just sort of went in and with my other friend, Jacob, who's mm-hmm. the drummer, and they just like produce everything after that.
And I'll tell you, as a musician, people, if you got your game plan together before you get in the studio, you don't mess up a lot of time.
It's true.
Bickering and complaining.
Yes. Yeah,
bandmates.
Rehearse.
Have a plan
we
before
did.
You get in the studio.
Yes.
To all you musicians out there, young musicians, continue.
I was going to say, we didn't... know to use a click track for the first couple songs, and then we were like, we should use a click track.
Yeah. This is where you learn.
So that we can go back
that
in.
Might help.
So we put the click, and then we put the click.
Exactly.
Sorry, I had a Giorgio de Moroder.
No, I've started using that just in my voice lessons, mm-hmm. like with my pianist. You know, just to make sure, because you know, when you're learning a new song, it's like, oh right, I come in here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's
exactly.
helpful to have
it
that.
Really
you know, and then like record all of those rehearsal sessions mm-hmm. so you can go back and be and just like remind yourself.
Exactly.
Oh
yeah.
right, that's where that is.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, so. Well, we got some beautiful clips of where that studio time went to.
Yes. Let's hear something.
We got this track called Candy. Can we listen to it?
Candy.
Yes. All right. Well, this is K Bollinger's track. Candy. Homegrown exclusive. Now.
By K Bollinger. Oh my god. Okay. We have to talk about the guitar because that's an amazing sound.
Thank
Who is
you.
Your guitarist
His
and how does he do that?
His name is Chris Lewis. He's from Ashland, Virginia. Actually, my whole band lives in Richmond. Mm-hmm. They're all like amazing jazz musicians from VCU.
Ah,
yeah. So that's my secret.
That's why.
Yeah, he uses a Strat guitar and a lot of vibrato, he says.
Oh my God.
He has a pretty cool pedal board.
Yes, it's gorgeous. Yeah, I love how in spots, like, you hear vibrato, and then all of a sudden in it, you hear, like, specific, like, it's just so, it's complicated and lovely.
It is,
like,
yeah. He's added a ton to the sound.
Yeah.
And it's really weird, because it's a guitar, but it's played like a keyboard, really, like going along. Like, I wanted to do...
it was a lap steel.
Yeah, I wanted to do, like, desktop keyboard.
Yeah.
No, it's the opposite of air guitar, desk keyboard.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So, so what's that song about?
So it's a love song.
no way.
It's kind of just about.
Let's be honest, Kate. It's not quite a love song.
Okay.
It's a love.
Yeah. Yeah, babies could be made to that song. Let's just be real.
It's kind of just about shifting expectations, I guess, which I think a lot of people can relate to. Whether you have really high expectations and then you're disappointed, or if you have low expectations, which is mainly what the song's about, and being surprised, pleasantly surprised, which I think is kind of a rare thing.
It is a rare thing, absolutely. Yeah. But it does happen.
It does, yeah, and that's what the song's about.
Wow.
So... like this song, and like many others, it seems like you've kind of like been saving up all of this, these songs for this particular project.
Yeah.
How long and how much have you been saving up to like kind of expose right here, right now?
Yeah. Like how many songs and?
I mean, just overall, like.
Yeah. Right. So Candy was one of the more recent songs that's on the record. I wrote that with the producer. He wrote the keys part.
And that usually
really
is the rockin' singles, right? The ones that just roll off the guitar for like 10 minutes. Like you just write it in 10 minutes.
Yeah, all of these songs I think I could say were written in probably 15 minutes or less, just because it feels like they...
That's awesome.
I feel like maybe this is... A lot of like artists will probably get mad at me for saying this, but if a song doesn't just, for me at least, like if it doesn't just roll out, then I'm like... I need to leave that for a while and start something new.
And that's fair. That means you understand your own process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important for an artist to
have.
To know when to walk away from a project and when to keep plugging in at it. Because you really, like, exhaust yourself. Beating your head against the wall trying to make something work.
That
you
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's really great for you to know.
Yeah, but that being said, I think it's important to write bad songs, too. Like,
just
to know when
out.
To walk away, but also to keep going sometimes.
But not record them.
Yeah. Not them out. But.
So you're saying, like, there are times when you write a song, and you're like, this is not good. So when you say write bad songs, do you mean, like, to take it all the way? Because I know I've heard some artists say, like, there's a point where you realize this isn't going to work, but I need to complete it.
Yes.
Just to get it, and then
exactly.
say, okay, now I've done that, and that's bad, and I can set that aside.
It like clears space in your mind, kind of, for better things that will come in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that's something that a lot of artists, or young artists, may not understand, like, the process of completion, even if it's something that will never see the light of day. Like, it's so important to get in the habit of completion.
Definitely.
You know,
to
actually say, I did that, even though it sucks.
Like, yeah.
It sucks, but it's mine, and I'm owning that, and now I'm going to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So there are five songs on this EP.
Oh, we got your drop.
You just
I got the face thing. I got the hand thing.
You got
I'm sorry.
You got
five
that.
Songs, but we're gonna come right back to that. Kate Bellinger, I Don't Wanna Lose, new EP out now. This is Homegrown. Drop
the 11th of Ships in the Night, and you're listening to Homegrown, your only show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
17 minutes past the hour.
We just had major ooh factor in here while y'all were listening to commercials.
You gotta catch a Facebook one for that one. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Far. Charlottesville.
What?
I love Far. Right. I love the members of FAR.
Really?
Is what I meant to say. That's and Charlottesville.
Okay. Kay Bollinger. I don't want to lose. New EP out now.
Go ahead, David.
You don't like doing this stuff very much, do you?
Doing this?
Like, you know, the press stuff.
Why do you assume that?
No. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on blast.
No. It's just okay.
It's true. I mean, it's hard to sell yourself as an artist, and it's hard to like put yourself and be like, yeah, I'm so awesome. I got something new to say, something that nobody else does. You gotta listen to my stuff. It's different and it's new. It's not really, but it's, you know, it's my stuff, and you, yeah. And it's really hard to like put yourself out there, mm-hmm. and really expose yourself. So first of all,
yeah.
I just want to thank you
yeah,
for just coming onto the
guys,
show and
yeah.
just being chill. And it seems like, you know, you're in a good atmosphere.
You're so. Natural.
Yeah, you got it. I know you got that it, girl. You got it.
It's yeah, like, easy when you have time to write things down in a song, but mm-hmm. it's harder when you don't have time to perfect what you're saying, I guess. So these things make me nervous.
I think you're doing a good job.
I think you're doing great. And I don't think there is such a thing as perfection. Mm-hmm. I think we strive for it.
Yeah.
But I mean, everything's a journey, and it's not the destination. The uh-huh. destination is not where you're going. It's yeah. how you get there. Yeah. And you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
certainly is no such thing as perfection on this show.
Well, I know particularly
hey!
On this show.
Once again, I feel attacked.
This is true. And I also, on the show particularly, try to establish authentic connection and communication
oh, yeah.
and conversation.
Yeah.
Something that's non-transactional, something that doesn't feel like you're trying to sell an album, something that talks right. artists between artists, how we explain our art, how we create our art, and how we transpose it to the public.
Yeah.
Which is definitely. Hard to do in the climate of capitalism that we yeah. always seem to be in, where
right?
it's like you need to monetize yeah. whatever
Everything.
You're doing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
somebody else will, and mm-hmm. that's sure. their dollar that you could have had.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you got nothing else to do, or you got nowhere else to go, because
yeah.
you know, you got debt to the ceiling, so
yep.
Yeah. So, so there are five songs on this EP. Are all of them the same feel as Candy, or like what's the spectrum of what people will listen to?
Yeah. So the first two, I'd say, the first one is Untitled. The second one is Candy. They're both kind of similar, like mm-hmm. love songs, I guess. The third one is I Don't Want to Lose, which is a little bit different. It's more like, I don't want to sound cheesy, but it's more like coming of age, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of about like, it's hard not to sound cliche. I just want
no,
you guys to
ahead.
Listen to this song, but just kind of about not wanting to lose at everything that you're doing and feeling like you are kind of,
yeah,
and coming back from that. And then Talk About It is a lot different. I think the most different from the rest of the songs. It's faster paced. It's more of like a jazzy song. Like I actually wrote it on ukulele, and then I brought it to my band, and they Ooh. Kind of, that was the song that they like probably transformed the most, like, which was cool to see what they That's could cool. do with it.
Right.
And then Je Rêverai à toi is in French, and it's just, it's very simple because my French is not very good, but it's a love song too. So.
She sings in French, David. She sings in French.
It's very, don't be
I
too impressed.
She's
not even trying to be funny with French.
Worried about like being on the radio and selling herself. She's singing.
You know why?
Because
she's smarter than everybody else, and it's just hard to like, you know, contain that when
oh
you just
God.
Know what so much more. Than that. I'm just kidding. You just got off tour? Is that what Clinton's telling me?
Yeah,
my producer.
It was
like,
a short
as if
tour.
I have information. how long did this span?
David knows nothing except what we tell
I don't.
Him.
How long did this span for?
So it was, the first day was in Charlottesville at the Southern. That was like our EP release.
Awesome.
Party, yeah. And then the second day was at the Camel in Richmond, which was really fun. Probably
yeah.
one of my favorites.
They actually say if you don't have your CD release party at the Southern Cafe and Music uh-huh. Hall, you're un-American.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just kidding. It's just like, no, I'm just kidding. No, because everybody has their CD release party there in Charlottesville
it's
now.
True.
So I just think it's
yeah.
hilarious.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right.
It was a dumb joke. Continue.
No, and then we played DC at the Songbird Cafe.
Oh, awesome.
In the Lounge, yeah, which
That's
was really
cool.
fun. And then we played Philly at a batting cage called Everybody Hits. Yeah, I love Philly. So it was
you
fun.
Played in a batting cage?
Yeah, they turn it into a venue every now and then, which was cool.
What?
Yeah, I was hoping people would be like hitting balls like in the batting cage, but it didn't close down. And then, yeah.
That would have been cool if you could get them to hit the balls to the beat of the song. Like, no, yeah. Turn that up. Hey, it's a fastball.
This is the same town that threw batteries at Santa Claus in the stadium. I don't trust Philadelphia. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. You can put that on wax. Like, yeah. Philly is scary.
Oh, my
Continue.
God. Wow.
And then we played in Brooklyn at this venue. What's it called? I'm blanking on the name.
That's
it was
okay.
in Brooklyn.
All right.
It was, Gold Sounds Bar in Brooklyn, which was also really fun. And that was the last show that we did.
Cool. So.
That's a great way to wrap up. Go to Brooklyn. Uh-huh.
What do you like in a venue? What's your preferred venue?
That's a good question. I like when it doesn't feel like I love playing fundraisers and stuff, but they're definitely like people just come to hear free live music, which is really cool. But I love playing intimate venues where you know that people are coming to hear a specific sound, kind of, and that they're not going to be talking the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That can be really demoralizing.
And that they're coming to see
you, like, giving absolutely everything you have, and somebody's having a conversation about, you know, what they're going to do tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like,
and that they're coming to particularly see you and not just everybody else.
Yeah.
Like,
although,
let's be real.
Yeah, it is fun to open to, though, because there's a lot less pressure, so people don't know what to expect.
And if you kill the opening act, you got to be like, there you go.
Follow that.
Yeah. I love opening. It's true.
So you're going to play something for us.
Yeah.
Yay! Let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's the first song. It's called Untitled.
And I will give you...
The title is that there's no title.
Is that close enough, do you think? Cool.
Too many holes where lovers used to be. Can't be good for me, but I don't like to be alone, really. Storm headed south, missed me by a couple miles. I was almost in the mouth of trouble. I was excited, don't want to be afraid of something again. Either stick around till things fall apart, or get the hell out of there early, wonder what could have been. I'm not saying I have a preference. The worst thing you could do is leave. When I tell you just go, we both know I don't want you to leave me alone. The worst thing you could do. Listen to me, don't listen to me. It's not your job to apologize for things that hurt me, though I half expected to know what will. Thought getting older would make me strong. And I'm tired, is it showing? I wanna change my temperament and change my mind, but it's hard to do when I'm set on something. Is that all we'll be going? I need a sense of urgency that I hope you got, for you to call me back, you and I tell you not to. The worst thing you could do is leave. When I tell you just go, we both know I don't want you to leave me alone. could do is leave when I tell you just go. Don't listen to me, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me, don't listen to me.
So now you know she ain't used no auto-tune or nothing. That's exactly how she sounds.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
You have such a sweet voice.
Thank you.
Like, I can completely see you singing in French. The way your cadence moves, it, like, lends itself to French.
Thank you.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's absolutely beautiful.
All right. So, all the tracks. And when's your next show?
It is Thursday at Magnolia House, actually.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, with Tavo Carbone, who's really awesome. Yeah.
What a great venue.
Yeah.
A lot of stories in that wood. Kay Bollinger, thank you so much.
Thank you guys
for
so
being
much.
On. Hope it's not the last time.
I hope so, too.
All
thank
right.
You.
Yes.
Thank you so
all
much,
right.
Kate.
All right. So I guess we got to get to some of these artistic events.
We have a list.
We have a list. We have a list.
There's a list.
We usually have it on computer, but I guess we're not classy anymore. It is what it is. Here are some of the artistic events happening this week. Currently running. Check out these exhibits from these local artists until August 18th. Unbecoming Peter Allen at McGuffey's Sarah B. Smith Gallery until August 18th. Annual group show for renting and associate members of McGuffey Art Center and until July 26th. Impressionistic paintings by Raymond Berry in Raymond Berry, pages from a journal of days at Chroma Projects. Now through September 3rd, the American Shakespeare Center presents a summer season with just 4 plays. Julius Caesar, Antony and Cleopatra by Shakespeare. Shakespeare! The Season Cleopatra by George Bernard Shaw. And The Will of Suitcases by Ethan McSweeney.
Ooh.
But he is not. It's profound. It's Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Last chance! The Charlottesville Opera presents Lerner and Lowe's Camelot at the Paramount Theater. Yo, I'm actually kind of intrigued by that. I saw the poster and I was like, whoa, I didn't even know we were doing Camelot. Yeah,
well,
Camelot.
We aren't. But,
well,
but,
you know, we, the royal we.
Oh, okay.
The town. Oh,
that
man.
One.
Homie's whipping out the laptop. I got intimidated for real. Okay, last chance. UVA Heritage Theater Festival presents Kate Hamill's adaptation of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice at UVA's Ruth Kaplan Theater. And now, through July 26th, the Live Art Teen Theater Ensemble presents for their summer musical Rent. School edition, but it is no school edition.
It
is
school
just
edition.
Rent. You need to see it. If you are 18, if you are 8, or if you are 80, you need to see this joint at Live Arts Theater now. Currently running through July 27th, 4 County Players. Speaking of something else that you really need to see right now, it presents a return for just this year of Shakespeare at the Ruins. Beautiful venue with their production of A Midsummer Night's Dream at Barbersville Vineyards. I saw it on the 19th.
Did you?
I sipped some wine.
Did you?
Tried the Octagon. I had that rosé because it was hot. It was
yes.
So hot.
Yes.
It was so
and you
hot.
Needed something refreshing.
Mm-hmm. But yes. It was a dope show.
While you listen to Shakespeare.
July 23rd, the UVA Fralin Art Museum offers Toddlers in Artland, where museum educator Emily Lazzaro introduces parent and toddler pairs to big ideas in development theory through playful practice strategies. Also known as Lazzaro Class. Like Le Mans, Lazzaro.
You are so weird.
Really reaching today. You July 24th, Fun for the Young with Amy Hunt at UVA's Fralin Museum of Art.
That one did not land at all.
No, all right. like the Hindenburg. Art-related story time led by artist educator Amy Hunt while children explore a piece of art through play, movement, and hands-on project. You got some competition, Emily.
That's right.
Oh, it's on
Uh-oh,
now.
It's home.
Fun for the Young for Toddlers in Artland. Where shall your child go? Gryffindor or Ravenclaw? Sorry. July 25th through August 4th, UVA Heritage Theater presents Steel Magnolias in the Cobra Theater. I just imagine babies at war with each other. July 25th, as part of Unity Days, Lighthouse Studio presents Drury J. Brown, Working for a Better Day, a documentary about Charlottesville fighter for social justice, Drury J. Brown, at Vinegar Hill Theater. I gotta pronounce it correctly because, you know his brothers down the way say...
Because it's not your strong suit?
Well, no. I just wanted to pronounce it correctly because, you know, brothers around the way, Drury! So I have to get it all out there.
You had to get it all out?
July 25th, Karma Sky DeVille brings the drag show to Karma's Twisted Thursday to Rapture. And for your music options this week...
Today, Batesville Jazz Collective at the Batesville Market at 1 o'clock. Shenandoah Recorder Society meets at Wesley Memorial United Methodist Church at 4 p.m. There's a Recorder Society? I didn't know. That's really cool.
Makes sense.
I haven't seen a recorder since like third grade. But
I saw
one
on Friday. I saw Shakespeare.
Oh.
I saw Midsummer. A lot of recorders.
Noon, Ken Farmer and the Authenticators play Dirty Nellies at 4 tonight. Persimony Jam at the Tin Moosehead Irish Pub at 5 tomorrow. Rochelle Claiborne presents the Rochelle Show at Vitae? Is it Vitae?
Vitae,
whatever. Spirits Distillery. So, like, this is her Rochelle Show. So it's like music and spoken word, and it's a jam. Y'all need to go. The 23rd, the Michael Ellswick Gathering at Fellini's. The 24th, Ben Hernandez and Gabe Roby at the Whiskey Jar. Bobblehead at Dirty Nellie's. East High Cellar at Rapture. The 25th, Front Porch Rich New School presents the Happy Hour Music in the Garden with Thomas Gunn. Aw. Neil Goodlow at Dirty Nellie's. Studebaker Huck at Whiskey Jar. Rusty Spadell at Grace Estate Winery. Sally Rose at Glasshouse Runner. Hey, Sally, you need to come back on the show, baby. Chris Murphy and the Goop at Holly's Diner on the 26th.
You gotta be careful with that.
That's an
Goop.
Interesting band name.
FCC.
And the Goop. All right.
No slurs.
Vincent Zorn plays the Gypsy Rumba at Brasserie Saison. Ooh. Gypsy Rumba at Brasserie Saison. Oh, my. Vincent. Oh. DJ Groovematic at Rapture on the 27th. Alice Claire at Almar Cider Works.
Woo!
Bonnie Gordon and
Former
John
guest.
Perform as Bonnie and John at the Tin Moosehead Irish Pub. Tara Mills and Jimmy Stelling at the Batesville Market.
Yeah.
Gabriel Planas at Fellini's on the 27th. Every Sunday, Travis Elliott at Rapture. Every Monday, the Bluegrass Jam at Front Porch Roots Music School.
Seafoot!
Charlottesville Friends of Old Time Music Weekly Open Jam at Thomas Jefferson Memorial Unitarian Church. Say that five times fast. Tango Music with Moss Pierce and Maddie Metcalf at the Bebedero, baby. Right in the Romantics at the Whiskey Jar. Brian Caputo Jazz Trio at Oakhurst Inn. Ooh, Brian Caputo. I had no idea. Songwriter Night at the Local. Every Tuesday, Latin Guitar Night with Miles Pierce and Humberto Sales at the Bebedero. The Ragged Mountain String Band at the Whiskey Jar. Lewis Smith and Friends at Fellini's. The Traditional Session at the Tin Moosehead Irish Pub. Every Wednesday, Mike Krasinski and Jeff Decker Quartet at Miller's. Every Wednesday and Thursday, Josh Mayo's Open Mic Night at 1221 Market Street. And Bachata Fusion at the Rabbit Hole. Every Thursday, Humberto Sales and Vincent Zorn do the Gypsy Rumba at the Bebedero. And every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Oh, God. John Dave!
At Miller's. All right. That's the stuff.
Some of the Charlottesville events going down in the Central Virginia area, so support your local artists because more than likely you will see them at the reunion and they're going to be mad. They're going to be like, brother, why didn't you come to my...
Really? They're going to be mad?
I'm mad.
Are you? Okay. I'm sorry.
I tell people like, yeah, I'll come see you play. Sounds great.
I can't wait to see you. I see you.
We're just going to do a drop before I get too salty. Some but not all of the artistic events. Support your local community. This is Homegrown. Drop!
This is Christina Fleming.
And this is Nicole Reimel of Please Don't Tell.
And you're listening to Homegrown, your only show about local art on 94.7 WPVC.
The progressive voice of Charlottesville.
37 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
See, David, we had to record her name so you could get it right from now on.
I will never get
You'll never get that one right.
Micah Kessel?
Micah Kessel, yeah.
Oh my God, I got that name right.
Right.
I got that name right. How about that segue? Co-founder of Playground of Empathy on gender
the Walk in My Shoes closet, currently at Live Arts Theater until question?
Yeah, end of August, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
By booking only. So, you know, just go to the calendar, you know, sign up on our website, playgroundofempathy.com, put your name, you're going to get a booking invite within 24 hours, and then you're going to go to a private calendar where you can book your own private half an hour experience, totally complimentary.
So what is
private
Playground
experience?
Of Empathy?
Private immersive experience.
Oh.
Whoa.
My.
Whoa, you got to talk, speak on that.
All right, so what is Playground of Empathy? That's such a good question. So we have these emotions that we're feeling all our lives, right? And we have words for these emotions, emotion concepts, we call them. But spaces for these emotions, finding spaces where you can live in these emotions is hard, right? Some of these emotions we feel all the time. Some of them we don't even know where and when and how to feel, how to talk about them. We want to create spaces that are immersive extensions of these emotions so that you can feel them better, so that you can understand them better, have better conversations with yourself about them, and then be a better person in society with other people's emotions.
He is changing the world.
Gots to.
You're
got to do your part.
Changing the world.
We're doing what we can.
No, seriously, teaching people to process their emotions in a positive way. I don't know anyone who was taught that growing up.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. We live in a country that's talking about terrorism, it's talking about a bunch of different topics, right? At the same time, the biggest epidemics that are happening right now are things like depression, mental health. A Zogby International poll said that, from the Bullying Institute, said 37% of workers have been bullied at work, and 50% of employees did nothing to stop that bullying. Two-thirds of Americans are unhappy with their job, and two-thirds of those people are unhappy because not of the content of their job, because of the relationship with their direct managers. I mean, I was out last night with friends, and they were talking about, she was crying at 2 in the morning about her relationship with her manager. This is in our lives every single moment. We need a better relationship with our emotions so we can talk about them, so we can have more granular, nuanced relationships with other people.
Oh,
so I'm just intrigued. How do you first of all establish that conversation? Because there's an immediate impetus
to pull back.
Yeah, to resist, to defend oneself and be like, "Oh, well, I think about people all the time. Well, I'm considerate, I'm compassionate. I just gave to the SPCA 2 weeks ago." You know, how do you get people to fall in to what you're trying to get people, because this is deeper than any just like workshop or any like type of seminar. So
Well, I think, you know, it is about people. It's even more so about persons, right? Like individuals. We're all in a different place. We're all waking up in a different mood this morning. We have to meet them where they are. And I think that's what's so cool about immersive experiences. You're guiding them by the soft hand. So for example, with the Walk in My Shoes closet, right? This gender awareness experience that we're doing right now. We call it the Walk in My Shoes closet because it's a walk-in closet, but it's also a giant 8-foot by 12-foot sparkly shoe, right? So you're like
you.
Sparkly platform shoe. You go all the way into that shoe.
I love you.
I love you too.
Just going for it now.
Right? So I mean, amazing. You're walking down the mall. You're at Live Arts in this case this month, right? But we're going to be at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
Wow.
In September, you know, you're maybe in a mall somewhere, and you're walking by, and you're like, "That's a giant sparkly shoe. I'm going to walk over to that giant sparkly shoe.
Yes.
Hey, what's this giant sparkly shoe about?
Please tell me it's red.
It's pink and it's teal and it's gold and it's shiny and
it has
lights and we're gonna try and show it at Pride. We're doing our best. They're having a committee meeting right now.
Yes.
Yeah, about it. So that's really great. So you walk up to this shoe. You say, "What's this shoe about?" And then someone says to you, "In this shoe, you can become someone else for 20 minutes, someone of a different gender, right?" And then they go, depending on who they are, they might go, "That's amazing." Or maybe they'll go,
"Excuse me?
Why would I want to be a different gender?" Or, "What do you mean a different gender?"
Right.
And then it's about having that conversation and guiding them in, bringing them to a place where they're comfortable with the idea. And then when they go into the experience, right, like, we've already talked to them. We've already asked them questions.
Right.
We've asked them questions like, "How do you see yourself in terms of gender?"
Right.
And that's a conversation. There's no judgment there. It's about listening.
Right.
We've asked them questions like, When was the last time that you thought at all about gender? Which is like such a good question, because for some people it's like,
they don't think about it.
Yeah. And for some people it's like 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Right. And then you walk into this experience, right? And when you come in, you hear this voice.
What's up? My name's Kay. And if you're hearing my voice right now, that means you got my garment bag with you. Inside, there's a few personal items I'd like to share with you. First, just go ahead and hang the garment bag on the hook, and we can get this thing started.
Right, so you get this garment bag, and you get to bring it in, and you, within 20 minutes, transform...
into this person.
Into this person, right? It's not a story about all transgender males or all pregnant women, right?
Right.
It's one particular pregnant woman's story.
Right.
And since 50% of this population will probably never get pregnant...
Yes.
It wouldn't be bad for them to know what it's like for all of society to look at a woman all of a sudden for 9 months, like... she's not her own body. Like,
yes.
She belongs to a topic of public conversation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this isn't only about, I mean, this is about gender, but this is about looking at things beyond the binary of, like, good or bad or right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can either think this way or think that way, right? It's about all of us.
Right. Yeah. I love things like this. Like, I remember... the Try Guys on YouTube did that one video where they all went through simulated labor because one of their wives was pregnant.
Right. That's awesome.
And it's like, right, like you should know what this woman that you love is going through.
Absolutely.
To bring life into the world. Like that is a valid experience that you need to tap into. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. So... please. Yeah, I apologize for cutting you off.
Oh, no, I was going to say, if you're going, you know, if a woman in her third trimester is going to the doctor, and the doctor is saying, like, hey, how's it going? You know, we see that you've gained a little bit more weight than usual. Maybe you want to lay off the Haagen-Dazs, right? Like, that's a statement where some people can, or you can have this kind of reaction, like, excuse me?
Excuse
right?
me?
But,
I'm making a baby.
Right.
I can't say what I want to say on the radio right now.
And yet there's many people who would think, oh, that's nice that he's looking out for her health, right? So it's like we all have this needle to push. We're all coming from a different place. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm learning all the time. It's just about looking at everyone where they are, meeting them where they are, and realizing that they're going to have a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to immerse themselves into something. It's going to be really enjoyable.
Right.
But they're going to come out learning something.
Yeah. So how did you... come up with this idea?
I was just about to ask the same thing. You're the co-founder.
Like, how did you get to this?
You had to found it with somebody else. How did y'all conceptualize this and put it into action?
All right, so the long story short is I was an opera singer and classical singer for about 20 years. And I started when I was really young. I was at the Metropolitan Opera when I was 10 years old, right? So it wasn't even a choice I made, but it was the choice that I did make was to find spaces for emotional nuance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so basically when I was looking, you know, singing is about, like, just with Kate, for example, just like with Kate, like, singing is about finding spaces for these things that are hard to talk about. I heard her saying, like, I don't want to make a cliche, right? And it's true. None of us want to make a cliche. We want to find spaces for emotional nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lived in Amsterdam. I was working in immersive design, behavioral design, doing multimedia projects because of my degree. And we formed this escape room called Sherlocked. And Sherlocked was the most popular escape room in the world, according to TripAdvisor.
What?
There's like 10,000 escape rooms out there. So we were making like interactive, deeply immersive, high-tech, exciting experiences.
Uh-huh.
But there was something missing for me. And then we did this experience for the Diabetes Fund. And this experience was made to recreate the emotional reactions that, or sorry, the metabolic reactions that people have when you have diabetes. Talking to researchers and scientists, and I realized at that point, we can go so much deeper. Immersion is like the best learning tool because we learn by experiences.
Yes.
Like we might learn information in class, but then we go out of class and we live life, and that's where we actually learn.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we create immersive experiences about something deeper and more personal and more real?
Commercial!
Okay. Wow!
Commercial!
I'm gonna need a
Micah Kessler!
I'm gonna need a minute.
Killing it at Homegrown!
I need to practice.
And we gonna drop! Drop!
This is Angel Metro of Angel Metro, and you're listening to Homegrown, your only show about local art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
48 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Homegrown. 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm David. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. Micah Kessler.
Kessel.
Kessel.
Ah. See, he got it right the first time.
You got it right the first time. That's the kind that counts. So that's the only time that counts. Yeah.
He made the Kessel Run in under 12 parts. Yes. Saved.
Victory!
Playground of Empathy on Gender, The Walk in My Shoes Closet, currently at Live Arts until question mark. Now, I have a question in terms of...
So, hold on. David has a question. I'm just going to...
Shut up. I know it's going to be long.
It's going to be a seven-part question.
I'm going to try to shrink it down as much as possible.
Okay.
I'm going to try to shrink it down as much as possible because I... No, for real. I'm skeptical. I'm born skeptic.
Awesome. Me too.
And I have to question accountability because we live in a society where... I mean, empathy aside, where people are viewed like spot on and given more empathy than others based on cultural preference and based on teachings. Like, you gotta say, like, you are a tall, attractive man, so you're gonna get more privilege and more empathy than somebody else who may be homeless, who may be a different color, who may be a different gender.
Absolutely.
So how do you also offer and challenge people into accountability and owning the lack of empathy that they may have? And I know that sounds negative, and I know that sounds counterproductive to what you're trying to accomplish.
I understand.
But that's the reality of the world that we live in. So how do you express that?
That is the reality of the world that we live in. And we are, everybody is like in their own space, having their own unconscious bias about things that are happening. And that's such a good question. And I don't have the perfect answer. What we're trying to do is be really careful and be really aware of everything being talked about in this really, truly chaotic space of empathy, right? So 1 year ago, we started in Charlottesville. We're locals. We started in Charlottesville. My partners, Kelly Fandilla and Kelly Vandilla.
Oh, I love Kelly.
You know Kelly?
I know Kelly.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
He's dope.
Okay. So, and then exactly. And Adrian Dent and Annie Temmink are also working with us.
Oh, Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You know, yeah. Annie's my partner. And so, and Kaylee McCoy is a wonderful helper who is a second year anthropology student. So when we started a year ago, we knew, you know, to take on topics like racial equity, like gender, but also like infancy, like what does it feel like to be 8 months old again, or mortality, like what happens if you're talking about,
right? Because this is just the first topic that you're taking,
right? Like every single emotional topic will get their own space, and we're going to be working on things like racial equity coming up. So like, how do you do this, like in Charlottesville, how do you do this, right? So we're trying to look at every single discipline. We were at a lecture by Dr. Lisa Feldman Barrett, who is called the deepest thinker on emotions in the brain since Charles Darwin. She's a neuroscientist and psychologist. There is probably no one in the space of emotions in the brain who has thought more or compiled more thinking about this.
Oh, wow.
She's the president of the Association of Psychology, and she is on our board of advisors. So we go to Boston once every few months, and we bring our experience to a science lab of like 20 neuroscientists and psychologists, and we bring it into the basement of their lab, and we set up the experience, and people put on really fancy sensors, like think like $20,000 of sensor technology on their body, and they're going in there. We're looking at their heart rate. We're looking at their sweat rate. We're trying to understand from deep down, how do you deal with unconscious bias, right? Because it's like what we're talking about and what we're saying when we meet each other isn't necessarily what we feel comfortable thinking about.
Yes.
So we have to look at this from all levels. We have to look at it as far as anthropology, philosophy, science, in every single form of science. Like, it's a slow, careful process. We're not going to get it right. We're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for forgiveness right now for all the mistakes we're going to make. But we're super committed to trying to meet everybody where they are.
Yeah.
This week, I've gotten people who have said, like, this is amazing. I totally get it. I'm going to change my choices. And I've also gotten people who are, I can't make this expression on the radio, but they're sitting there kind of furrowing their brow, you know, being like, so non-binary. Yeah, like, yeah.
You know?
And you're watching this change happen. And they weren't necessarily ready 20 minutes before. And they might not be ready by the time they leave to come up to someone and say, what are your preferred pronouns?
Right. But the thought is there.
Yeah.
You're planting the seeds.
Yeah. The choice to actually, like, make the attempt to step outside of your comfort zone and, like, think differently is progress.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I would think that if one person can just make that
step that you have done the work that you have sought out to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because empathy is a choice. Exactly. Like, we can talk about empathy, but when it comes down to it, it's about empathic choice making.
Yes.
Like, we're going to think the things we're going to think because we come from where we're coming from. But we have a power to think about those things and make choices.
You seem like a pretty astute, like, brilliant individual. Did you make this a challenge? Because it seems like we're living in the least empathetic times that this world, at least this country, has ever seen between each other in terms of, like, polarization, in terms of, like, differing ideas. We're talking about racism as ideology now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's like, did you, like, accept this challenge? Like, you know, I'm gonna make the world more empathetic in the deepest, darkest times that it's in? Or did you feel like it's a mission? Like, I gotta do this now. Like, we gotta do this now.
Yeah, I mean, why do these things happen when they happen? I feel like I'm, you know, I could call it my conscious decision to do it, but I'm a child of the times as much as we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm growing up, I'm a multi-culti kid who grew up in many countries, speaking many languages, with parents with many different cultural backgrounds.
Mm.
So I'm a product of this experience as much as I am the creator of the experience. Yeah.
He is, like, you are so... You are such a well-evolved human.
I have my moments. But really, the experience speaks for itself. I mean, Playground of Empathy, if you go to playgroundofempathy.com and sign up and come to the experience, like, I don't need to say anything.
Right.
You're going to go through it, and you're gonna see for yourself how you feel about it. And that's where the change really happens.
This is beautiful.
Mm-mm-mm.
Seriously, this is absolutely beautiful and definitely something that I think we need. I think people, it's very easy to go through every day not thinking about how you impact other people.
Mm.
It is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to the point that we don't even think about, like, it's not something that is conscious in our thought process through the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So promoting just the option, just promoting that everyone has the option every minute of every day to take stock in how you are impacting someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's world changing.
Yeah, but even then, you're still thinking about the other. It seems like you're still in this paradigm where there's me and the other, and it seems like the big challenge here is to think about others as yourself,
mm-hmm.
and to think about yourself as others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like that's the charge of empathy, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, when it comes down to it, this moment that we're all sharing right now, including everyone listening at this moment, from a neurobiological, like, from the lightning bolts going, like, bzzz in your brain, they have never gone bzzz in the way that they're going bzzz right now. Right? There are billions of those little bzzz, and they're just, it's super unique. We're all having a very unique, special moment in this moment that we've never had before. And realizing how special that is and being able to share that together is a great reason to start listening and wondering, what is your bzzz like? Because I know I've never seen it before.
Dude, yeah, David, I've been bzzzing like? all this whole time. I'm going to go to the gym and bzzz my booty off. Because, this is so much a process. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you so much, David,
for putting time and effort into this process, because it's not easy. And thank you for offering your services and, you know, to this community, like everybody here. We got to wrap up, unfortunately.
I don't want to. Can we?
I don't want to either.
Can we just stay talking to Micah?
I'll be back whenever you want.
I
want to
thank Kate Bollinger, Micah Kessel.
Thank you
for being a guest on the show. Sunday morning wake up call is next. I got nothing.
I love you, David.
I love you, Leslie.
I love y'all too.
Micah loves us.
Micah right. loves us.
Take it easy, y'all. Much love. Peace.
Peace.
That's intense.
You have been listening to Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art here on 94.7. I'd like to thank our guests, Kate Bollinger and Micah Kessel. Our opening music is from Spit It Out, Inc. Our event music is by Positive Collective. This is Kate Bollinger right now, of course. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine Lithping Law Firm of Tuchterman, Overman, Munson, and Burke, legal services that wrap around you like a thong. If you're an artist from Charlottesville, from the surrounding counties, or from the Valley and want to be on our show, or if you know a local artist who should be on our show, drop us a note at homegrown947@gmail.com. That's homegrown947@gmail.com. Remember to keep your dial on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.